Parshas Vayera, the pasuk starts off by Daber Elokim El Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. By Yomer Elov Ani Hashem, and he said to him, "I am Hashem." Obviously, there is a problem with this pasuk where first the pasuk uses a lashon Elokim for Hashem's name, and then he switches over to a lashon Ani Hashem. On that, Rashi says that the pasuk has to be divided in two. Hashem is answering Moshe on the two things that he said previously in Parshas Shemos by Maftir. Moshe said, "Lo mahari oiso lo amazeh, why did you do bad to this nation?" And secondly, "Lo mazeh shlachtani, why did you send me?" On that, Hashem said, "On the fact that you said lo mahari oiso lo amazeh, I'm answering you vayidaber elokim al Moshe." Hashem spoke harshly to Moshe. Loshen vayidaber means to speak harshly. Elokim is mishpat. Dibur itay mishpat. Hashem spoke to him with judgment because he said lo mahari oiso. Vayomer elav ani Hashem. That is an answer on Loma Zeh Shlachtani. You asked, "Why did you send me?" On that, I am answering you. I sent you because you will be successful in your shlichus, because my name is Hashem, which that name means that I keep my word, and I have to keep my word to the Avos, because I made promises to them that I will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Va'era el Avram Yitzchak el Yaakov, and I appeared to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bekel Shakai. I appeared to them with my name, Kel Shakai. That name means I am capable of doing things, but I didn't actually do it yet. Shaddai, I am sufficient. Ushmi Hashem, but with my name Hashem, which means that I keep my word, lo noidati lohem, I was not known to them, because I made promises, and I did not keep them. V'gagam, and also when I appeared to them, Bekel Shakai, and made promises, Hakimoisi es Brisi Itam, I also set up a bris with them, not only a haftacha, but also a bris, Lasseis Lohem es Eretz Canaan, to give to them the land of Canaan, Es Eretz Megurehem, the land of their living, Asher Goruva, that they lived in it. So I have promises and a bris to give them Eretz Yisrael. V'gam, and also, since I made these promises and a bris, I have to keep it. And therefore, ani shomati es nakas bnei Yisrael, I heard the screams of the bnei Yisrael, who are screaming, asher Mitzrayim ma'avidim oisam, that the Mitzrayim are working them, va'ezkar es brisi, and I remembered my bris, the bris that I made ben abisorim, that I said, v'gam es ha'om asher ya'avoidu don anochi, that I will punish the nation that will enslave and work with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, because of this shvua, emor livnei Yisrael, tell the Yidden, ani Hashem, I am Hashem who keeps His word, and tell them the five lashonos of geula, v'hitzeitzi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti, and v'hevesi, v'hitzeitzi eschem, and I will take you out, mitachas tivlos Mitzrayim, from under the burdens of the workload of Mitzrayim, and I will take you out with great wealth, like I said, that the Yidden will go out with tremendous wealth. And I will save you from their work. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. And I will take you for me as a nation. And I will be to you for a God. And you will know, I am Hashem your God, who took you out from under the burdens and the workload of Mitzrayim. And I will bring you to the land, asher nosasi es yodi, that I raised my hand to swear by my throne, loseis oiso, to give this land, la'avraham li'yitzchak u'li'akov, v'nosati oiso lochem, and I will give her to you, my Rosha, as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, ani Hashem. And Rabbeinu Bechaya points out, why doesn't it say, v'nosati oiso lochem Yerusha, why does it say, my Rosha? And Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this is to teach us that Klal Yisrael should not think that this land was only given to the ones who got it originally, but rather it is a Mayrosha. It is given to be Mayrish from generation to generation. As we find, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Mayrosha Kehilas Yaakov. For the same reason, Klal Yisrael should not think that the Torah was only given to the Dor HaMidbar. It's a Mayrosha to be Mayrish from generation to generation. Vayedaber Moshe Kain El Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke like this to the Bnei Yisrael. He told them the five lashonis of Geula. V'loshama'u El Moshe. They did not listen to Moshe. Why? Mikotzer ruach u'me'avoida kosha. Because of the shortness of breath that was caused by their hard work. Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Le'mon. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Boydaber, come and speak El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, to Paro the king of Mitzrayim. Yishalach es Bnei Yisrael me'artzai, and he will send the Bnei Yisrael from his land. Vayidaber Moshe, and Moshe answered, Lefnei Hashem lemar, In Bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai, behold Klal Yisrael, who I am telling them a good thing, did not listen to me. Ve'eich yishma'eni Pare, how will Pare listen to me? Va'ani aras v'asayim, and I have stuffed up and blocked up lips. I am not able to speak clearly. This is one of the 10 Kal V'chomers written in the Torah. Ma'adach the Bnei Yisrael, who I am telling them a good thing, did not listen to me. Kolshkein Paroi, who I am telling him a bad thing, that the Yidden will not work for him anymore. He definitely will not listen to me. Why? Because I am Aral Svasayim. The Mefarshim ask on this Kal V'chomer that L'chora, this is a Kal V'chomer that has a pircha on it. There's a question on this Kal V'chomer. Because the Pasuk clearly says the reason why Bnei Yisrael will not listen or did not listen to Moshe was, like it says in Pasuk Tes, Mikotzer Ruach, because they had shortness of breath from the hard work. So how can that be a Kal V'chomer? The Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe because they had shortness of breath, but Paro maybe will listen to Moshe. On that, Sifsei Chacham answers that Moshe thought the reason why the Bnei Yisrael did not listen to him was, as it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Va'ani Aras V'Asayim. He did not realize the reason why was because of Mikotzer Ruach. So therefore, he said, because I am Aras V'Asayim, if the Bnei Yisrael won't listen to me, Kol Shekein Paroi won't listen to me. And Hashem answered Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe ve'el Aharon, and to Aharon. Rashi explains that this was the answer to Moshe's question. You said that you can't speak, and therefore Paroi won't listen to you. On that, I am answering, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aharon, I am giving you Aaron together with you to speak to Paroi. And although we see that this conversation already took place in Parsha Shemois, where Moshe said that the Bnei Yisrael won't listen to him because he can't speak, and on that Hashem answered that I will give you Aaron. Over here, it repeats it again, as Ramban explains that in Parsha Shemois it was dealing with speaking to Klal Yisrael, and there Hashem added Aaron to Moshe. And over here in Parsha Va'era, this addition was done b'noigea, concerning speaking to Paroi. Va'yitzavim, and he commanded them El Bnei Yisrael, concerning their shlichas to the Bnei Yisrael to tell them that they are going out. The El Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, and concerning their shlichas to Paroi that he should send the Yidden out. Lahotzi es Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. As Sifsei Chacham explains, Lahotzi es Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim is referring to both Bnei Yisrael and Paroi, that the Bnei Yisrael should be told that they are going out, and Paroi should be told that he should let them out. And the words of this Sivui was not mentioned until later in Perek Zion, Pasuk Beis, where it goes into detail exactly what Moshe and Aharon should tell Paroi and what they should tell the Bnei Yisrael. But the Torah is mafsik. It interrupts the inyan of this story in order to tell us the lineage of Moshe and Aharon. And that's what it says between Sheni and Shlishi. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. So Rashi, why does it say a loshon vayidaber and a loshon Elokim? Diber itay mishpat, he spoke to him words of rebuke. Al shehikshin ladaber v'loimer, because he spoke harshly by saying lama hariyosa lama zeh, why did you do bad to this nation? So the first few words in the pasuk vayidaber Elokim el Moshe are going back on the first thing that Moshe asked, lama hariyosa, on that Hashem spoke harshly to Moshe. Vayomer elav ani Hashem, and he said to him, my name is Hashem. What does that mean? Ne'mon l'shalom schar toiv, I am believed to pay good reward to the ones that go in my way, the ones who go before me. And now he's saying, you asked, not for no reason did I send you, in order to keep my word, that I spoke to the Avos Harishonim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And in this language we find that it is explained and used in many different places, the word Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem nemali pareya. Ani Hashem can be used that I am believed to pay, kishu omer etzel onish, when it is written next to a punishment, kigoin, like in the pasuk, v'chilalta Hashem elikecha Ani Hashem, and you are being mechalel the name of your God, I am Hashem. So over there, Ani Hashem means I am Hashem who is believed to punish. Ukishu omer etzel kiyam mitzvahs, and when it is said, by kiyam mitzvahs, by keeping the mitzvahs, kigoin ushmarta mitzvoisei va'asisei moisim ani Hashem. You should watch my mitzvahs and do them. I am Hashem. Over there, ani Hashem means nemon litin schar. He is believed to pay schar, schar toiv. So as we said earlier, the pasuk is being divided into two. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe is referring to what Moshe said, Loma Hariyosa. On that Hashem spoke harshly to him. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem is going on, Loma Zeh Shlachtani. The answer why I'm sending you is because I am Hashem who keeps his word, and therefore you will be successful in your shlichus. One can be medayik in this Rashi, that it seems that Rashi is saying two different things in what Ani Hashem, the name of Hashem, means. Rashi seems to start off and end off that the name Hashem means Nemon L'Shalim Schar Toiv, that I am believed to pay Schar Toiv to the ones who do what I say. That has nothing to do with keeping one's word. If someone does something good, someone goes in Hashem's ways, Hashem is believed to give Schar. But then in the middle of Rashi, he says, he says, I didn't send you for no reason, only to keep my word that I spoke to the Avos. Over there he seems to be mashma, that Ani Hashem means that I keep my word. So what is it? Is it that the name Hashem means that I pay schar to the ones who go before me? Or is it that I keep my word to anything I say? And Rashi further throughout the whole parsha, in the next few psukim, seems to always say that Ani Hashem means that I keep my word. It's only for some reason in the beginning and the end of this Rashi that he stresses more that the name Hashem means that I'm Nemon L'Shalim Schar Toiv, not the issue of keeping my word. The Ayin Sefer Maskel LaDavid that seems to be medayik this horror. And Rashi continues, Vo'era El Ha'Ovis, and I appear to the Ovis. Many, many Mefarshim discuss what exactly does this Rashi want. Vo'era El Ha'Ovis. Pasuk says Beferish Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So what would Rashi be telling me by saying Va'era El Ha'avos? But this problem is only a problem if you learn that the Divrei HaMaskil is Va'era and Rashi is saying El Ha'avos. But there are those that learn, and so is Mashma in the Ramban, that Va'era El Ha'avos is really the Divrei HaMaskil of Rashi. The Divrei HaMaskil of Rashi went Va'era El Ha'avos Bekel Shakai, and then Rashi's words start from Hiftachtim. Originally, the whole Divrei HaMaskil was Bo'ero El Avram Yitzchak Bel Yaakov Bekel Shakai. It's just over the years, a copyist subsequently shortened the phrase, and instead of writing Bo'ero El Avram El Yitzchak Bel Yaakov, he wrote Bo'ero El Ovois as a shortened version of the Divrei HaMaskil. So Bo'ero El Ovois, and Hashem appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak and to Yaakov Bekel Shakai, with the name Kel Shakai. Hiftachtim Haftochis, I promised them, the Ovois, many promises. Uvukulam amarti lohem. By all of them, I have said to them, Ani Kel Shakai. I made promises that I am the God that is sufficient and capable. But Ushmi Hashem lo noidati lohem. With my name Hashem, I was not known to them. Loi hoidati, enksiv kan. It does not say loi hoidati, which would mean I have not informed them that my name is Hashem. But rather, it says Elo loi noidati. I was not known to them with my name Hashem. Lo nikarti lahem b'midas amitas sheli. I was not recognized to them with my midah of being truthful. She'oleho nikwa shemi Hashem. Which on that my name is called Hashem, who keeps his word. Nemon la'amis devorai. The one who is trustworthy to keep his word. Sha'arei eftachtem lekiyamti. I promised them many promises. I did not keep them. So I appeared to them Mikael Shakai that I can do things. But with my name Hashem, which means I keep my word, I was not known to them. Vigam. And also, Hakimoisi es Brisi. What does Vigam mean? Vigam and also Kishinaresi Lahem Bekel Shakai. When I appeared to them with the name Kel Shakai, Hitzavti Emanati Brisi Beni Yavenehem. I set up a bris. It wasn't only a promise, a haftacha, but it was also a bris about Eretz Yisrael. Losei Slahem es Eretz Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan. And Rashi now explains, by Avram, by Yitzchak, and by Yaakov, where do we find that he promised them Eretz Yisrael with the name Kel Shakai? And where do we find also that he made a bris with them? La Avraham b'parshas Milo, by Avraham by the parsha of Milo. Nehemar it says, Ani Kel Shakai. He uses the name Kel Shakai, and following that it says, V'nosati lecho ulezaracho acharecho es eretz migurecho. I will give your children after you the land that you live in, Eretz Yisrael. So we see Hashem used the name Kel Shakai by Avraham, and he promised him Eretz Yisrael. We also see that Hashem made a bris with Avraham concerning Eretz Yisrael, because we see that by the bris ben Absorim, which was a bris in order that the Yidden would get Eretz Yisrael. And also Rashi explains by the bris milah of Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Beis, Rashi says that a bris milah is also a bris ala oris, a bris on Eretz Yisrael. So we see by Avram that Hashem appeared to him Bekel Shakai and promised him Eretz Yisrael, and there was a bris on Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi continues, Li Yitzchak, and to Yitzchak we find also, Ki lecha ulezaracha etenes kol ha'aretz Yisrael, to you and your children I will give all these lands, Eretz Yisrael. Vaki Moses ha'shevu asher nishbati l'Avram, and I will keep my shvua that I made to Avram. Va'osa ha'shevua asher nishbati l'Avram Bekel Shakai, and that shvua that I made to Avram was Bekel Shakai. So again, we see that Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to Yitzchak, and even though we do not find Kel Shakai by Yitzchak, but since he said, I will keep my shvua that I made to Avram, it's as if to Yitzchak also it was said in the name of Kel Shakai. And we can say similarly the same thing concerning the bris, that since Avram had a bris, it is passed over also to Yitzchak when he says, Vaki Moses ha-shvua asher nishbati l'Avram. I said to Yaakov, Ani Kel Shakai pray uruvei. So we see that the name Kel Shakai was used by Yaakov. And then the pasuk continues, Vesa'oret asher v'chulu, which means, the land I gave to Avram and Yitzchak I will give to you, and to your offspring after you I will give this land. So we see by Yaakov also a lotion of Kel Shakai and a promising of Eretz Yisrael. The question arises, where do we see a bris on Eretz Yisrael by Yaakov? And some of the Mefarshim, the Nachas Yaakov, says that since the pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Hey, which Rashi quoted, ends off that the land that I gave to Avram and Yitzchak I will also give to you, so since it mentioned Avram and Yitzchak, so it means to say that the bris also that was mentioned to Avram I am carrying over to you also. So we see that I promised and I did not keep it. Therefore, v'gam mani shomati, k'moy moy shehetzavti v'hemarati abris, just like I made this bris, yesh olai l'kayim, it is upon me to keep it. Lefikach shamati es nakas bnei Yisrael, therefore I heard the nakas bnei Yisrael, the screams of the bnei Yisrael, hanoyakim, that are screaming, asher Mitzrayim avidim, so that the Mitzrayim are working them. And as you notice, we put this all in one Rashi, as Mizrahi says. The way this Rashi is to be read is not as a Divrei HaMaskil, but it's all one Rashi. Lefikach shamati es nakas bnei Yisrael, therefore I heard the screams of the bnei Yisrael, hanoyakim, that are screaming. And what are they screaming? Asher Mitzrayim avidim oisam, that the Mitzrayim are working them. Ba'ezkar oisei abris, and I remembered the bris that I made ben abisorim. Keep a bris ben abisorim, amarti loy, by the bris ben abisorim I said to him, v'gam esagor asher yavoidu don anoichi, the nation that will work Klai Yisrael, I will judge. Lochein, therefore tell the Bnei Yisrael, api oisei shvua, according to this shvua, because of this shvua, emol Bnei Yisrael, tell the Bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, I am Hashem, my name is Hashem, which means hanemon b'haftachosi, the one who is trustworthy with my promise, v'oitzeisi eschem, and I will take you out. Ki chein eftachtim, that's what I promised them. V'achrei chein yetzu b'ruchosh gadol, they will leave Mitzrayim with tremendous wealth. And take them out, mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, from under the burdens of Mitzrayim, Zagrashi, Tarech Masa Mitzrayim, the burdens and the weight of the burden of Mitzrayim. And I will bring them to the land that Nososi es Yodi, I lifted my hand, which means Hari Moisiho, I lifted her, my hand, Lishova Bikisi, to swear by my throne. But Moshe spoke these words to the Bnei Yisrael, V'leishamuel Moshe, they did not listen to Moshe, L'kibol Tanchumim, they did not accept his consolation. Why? Because of the shortness of their breath. Call Mishahu Meitar, any person that is distressed. Ruchai Unishmasa Kitzara, his wind and his breath is short. Ve'ena Yochel Laharach Benishimasa, he is not able to take long breaths. So now Rashi is saying, in conclusion, the way he explained the parasha until now, the name Hashem means, I am Hashem who keeps his word. Karav Le'in Zeshamati, similar to this, I heard the parsha zu in this parsha from Rabbi Eliezer, the Havili Raya, and he brought to me a Raya mimikrezeh that the name Hashem means I keep my word, because the pasuk in Yirmiyah says keep a palm hazois oidiem es yodi, this time I will make known to them my hand beskivurasi and my strength, the yodu, and they will know kishmi Hashem, they will know my name is Hashem. What does that mean? They will know my name is Hashem, and I keep my word to punish. Lamadnu, We learn from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amin es devarav afilu leparodios. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his word, even for punishment, Moidiyah sheshmoy Hashem, he is making known that his name is Hashem. V'kolshkein hamono l'toybo. Kolshkein, when he is keeping his word for good. So we see over here in this pasuk that it means to keep his word. Hashem means to keep his word. And that is the way Rashi learned this whole parasha until now, that Ani Hashem means to keep his word. Now Rashi is going to bring a pshat from Rabbi Seinu, who will learn a completely different pshat in the whole first few psukim of this parsha. For Rabbi Seinu darshu la'inyun shalmala, and our Rabbonim explain that this beginning of parshas Va'era is going back solely on the words lama hariyosa la'omazeh la'inyun shalmala sha'ama Moshe lama hariyosa, to what Moshe said, lama hariyosa, why did you do bad to this nation? And all these psukim are an answer to that. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, chaval al da'abdin, woe to us on the ones that were lost, and are not found. Is it upon me to bemoan the death of the Avos? Because you, Moshe, are not as great as the Avos. Like we will see in a few places. Many times I appeared to the Avos with the name Kel Shakai. They never asked what my name is. But you said, you said that if they even ask what my name is, what should I say to them? So you're not as great as the Avos. The Avos never asked my name, and you asked for my name. The Mefarshim ask on this, why was that a taina on Moshe? Moshe was just asking that if the Yidden demanded that he tell them HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, what should he say to them? He wasn't asking for himself. So why was it a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? And in Sefer Mishmeres HaKodesh, it is brought down a teretz that because of the haste in which Moshe asked the question, that indicated that he was not asking solely for Klal Yisrael, but he also had a personal interest in mind for himself in asking what the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, and therefore it was considered a taina on him. Rashi continues on the pasuk V'gam Haki Moisi, I also established a bris to give Eretz Yisrael to the Avos. But when Avram was looking for a place to bury Sarah Lemotza Karka, he was not able to find Karka at Shekona B'damim Meruvim until he bought the field from Ephron for Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Oiver La Seicher, for a lot of money. They fought with him over the wells that he dug. He did not have it easy in Eretz Yisrael. There was always a fight over all the wells that he dug. And so too by Yaakov, it says, Vayikan es chelkas hasode, and he bought the piece of land, lintois haholoi, to pitch his tent outside the city of Shechem. And he had to pay Meir Kasita, which was also a lot of money. So we see Sai Avram, Sai Yitzchak, and Sai Yaakov had problems in Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't complain. And they did not question my ways. Va'ato amarto, but you said lam hariyoso. So we see clearly another pasuk, that you are not like the Avos. The Avos did not question my ways, and you did. And according to this pshat, this is the way you read the pasuk in the beginning of the parsha. Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. Vayemer Elov ani Hashem. And he said to him, I had to tell you that my name was Hashem. You asked. Va'er Elavam el Yisrael vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. But I appeared to the Avos with the name Kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lohem. And with my name Hashem, I was not known to them. They never asked my name. So that's one taina. You asked and they didn't. Begam, another taina was, Haki Moshe es brisi itam. I established a bris with them to give them the land of Canaan, Eseres Megureim Asher Garuva, and what happened was Avram had to buy them Aras Machpelah for a lot of money. Yitzchak had problems with the Be'eris. Yaakov had to buy the field near Shechem for a lot of money, but they never complained. But you said Lama Hariyosa. That's the way the pasuk goes according to Rabbi Seinu Darshu. And Rashi says Ve'en HaMedrash Misyashev Achar HaMikra, but this medrash does not fit in with the Lashon HaMikra Mipnei Kamadvar, because of many reasons. Achas, firstly, Shalom Ne'emar, the pasuk does not say Ushmi Hashem Lesholi. The pasuk does not say they did not ask me for my name Hashem. It just says Lo Noidati Ve'im Taimar. And if you will want to say, it means, Loi noidati, loi hediyem, I did not make known to them my name Hashem. And still, they did not ask, you'll speak out the words, Loi shaluli. But the pasuk means, Loi noidati, it was not known to them. And they didn't ask, Shekach Shemoy, that was his name. Haritchila, kishenigla l'Avram ben Absarim. Originally, when I appeared to Avram ben Absarim, by the bris ben Absarim, Nemar, it says, Ani Hashem, Asher Yitzchak, Mirakastim. It says clearly that I am Hashem that took you out of your constant. So, how can you say that if the Pasuk is saying that I never made known to them my name Hashem, the Pasuk says by Avram that Hashem clearly says the name Hashem to Avram. That's one kasha, according to this pshat. Va'od, and another kasha, Heichas micha nimsheches b'dvarim shusayim l'kan v'gam ani shamati. How is the juxtaposition of the Pasuk? Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey, that you're Samech Pasuk Hey, Vigam Ani Shemati, to what was said before. Hashem is rebuking Moshe for not being like the Avos, and therefore he says, Vigam Ani Shemati, because you're not like the Avos, therefore I heard the screams of the Bnei Yisrael, Lochain Emor the Bnei Yisrael, therefore tell the Bnei Yisrael that I am taking them out. It doesn't fit according to this Pshat. According to the first Pshat, it's very good, because he's saying, Vagam, and also if I made a promise, therefore I have to keep it, and therefore I heard the screams of the Bnei Yisrael. But not if it's all a rebuke to Moshe. Nakach ani oimer, therefore I say, Yishyashif ha-mikra al-pshutai. Answer the mikra in the pasuk pshat the way I said before, Devar dibur aleifano, where every word fits in well. Adrosha tidrosh, but you could still say the drosha of the Rabbi Seinu. Shenemar, like the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Halekoi devarai ke'esh no Hashem, my words are like Eish Hashem says, Ukepate shifoit sela, and like a hammer that splits the rock, mischalik lekamin itzaitzais, splintering into many parts. So the words of Torah can go in many different directions. There's Pshutei Shel Mikra and there's the Drush. Although the Drush doesn't fit in as well, we can still darshan it. And Rashi says a similar point when they get to Drushes, that it's Kepate Shifoi Tzisela in Sefer Bereishis Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chav on the Pasuk Vayikra Leke Yisrael. And Rashi continues that Moshe said, Ani Aral Sifosayim. What does the word Aral Sifosayim mean? Otum Sifosayim. Blocked lips. Echein Koloshin Arla. Whenever the word Arla is used, Ani Oimer I say Shu Otum. It means blocked. Arla Oznam. Their ears were blocked. Atuma Mishmaya. Stuffed from hearing. Arele Lev. Atuma Mihoven. Their heart was blocked. Stuffed up from understanding. Shisei Gam Ato Vehe Orel. You should also drink and be blocked. It means to be stuffed up from the intoxication of the cursed cup. Similarly, Arlas Basar, the Arla of a Basar, the foreskin, is called an Arla. Shagid, Otum Umochusabai. The organ is covered with the Arla, and that's why the Arla is called a covering. And then Rashi brings down two psukim concerning Arla of fruit. The first 3 years that it grows, one is not allowed to eat it. Va'araltem arlosoi. You will stuff up its stuffing, block its blocking. Asulahem oitem vikisoi. Make a covering and a blocking on these fruits. Isir shiavdol by bifnei achilasa, which is the isir that is separating before eating it. And the pasuk says, Shalosh shonim yiyeh lochem arelim. For 3 years you will be blocked. Otum umachusa umuvdel mila ochloi. Covered and separated from eating the food of Arla. And Maskal David is Medayik, why Rashi brings down two psukim on the same topic, one after the next, Ayin Shom. The Eichish Ma'eni Pari. How will Pari listen to me? So Rashi is the Echon Me'asara Kalvachomim Shem Torah. This is one of the 10 Kalvachomim in the Torah. We find another one, which Rashi mentions earlier in Parshas Miketz. The Bnei Yaakov said to Yosef, Madach, we brought back the money that was put in our sacks. We brought it back to you. Definitely we would not steal your kais, your cup that you said we stole. And Rashi says there are a total of 10 places in the Torah that where a Kal V'Chomer is mentioned. By Dav Hashem El Moshe Ve'El Aharon. Rashi says, Lefisha Ma Moshe, Va'ani Aral Sivasayim. Since Moshe said that I can't talk because my lips are blocked, Tziruf LaHakadosh Baruch Hu is Aaron, Liyis LeLepet Ulemelis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Aaron in order to be an interpreter to Pari. Like we said before, B'Shem HaRamban, that in Parshas Shemois, when Moshe said, I can't speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Aharon, that was to speak to Bnei Yisrael. And in this Parsha, he is adding Aaron to speak to Pari. By Yitzavim El Bnei Yisrael, Rashi starts off with the Drush, the Pshat of the Drush. Tziva Aleim Lanigam Benachas, he commanded Moshe and Aharon to deal with them calmly, Velispel Oisam, and to be save of them, and to have patience with them. By Yitzavim El Bnei Yisrael means he commanded them about the Bnei Yisrael to be patient with them. El Pari Melech Mitzrayim, he commanded them about Pari Melech Mitzrayim. Tzivam Olav, he commanded them about Pari, Lach Loikloi Kovayim, B'divrayim, to give honor to Pari with their words. Vezehu Midrashi, that is the Medrash. So by Yitzavim El Bnei Yisrael means he commanded the Moshe and Aharon to be calm with the Bnei Yisrael, Bel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, he commanded them about Paroi to give him cover. But the simple meaning is Tzivam al Dvar Yisrael, he commanded them about their shlichus to the Bnei Yisrael, Val Shlichusei al Paroi, and about his shlichus to Paroi. V'dvar HaTzivui, and the words of this command, Mahu, what is it? Before Parsha Shnia, it is explained further on in the next parak. La'achar se da'yachas, after the Torah goes through the lineage of Moshe and Aharon, Ela only, b'toich she'es k'moshe v'aharon, since it mentioned Moshe v'aharon, hifzik ha'inin, it interrupted the whole topic, be'ela roshi beis avoysam, with the pasuk yudalet, e'ela roshi beis avoysam, these are the heads of their father's house, l'lamednu, to teach us. Hechnoldoi Moshe v'aharon, uv'mi nisyachzu, how they were born, and with who was their lineage, who were their ancestors. And the reason why we are going through the lineage of Moshe and Aharon over here, even though Moshe and Aharon were mentioned already many times earlier, on that, the Chedushi Agriz, Allah Torah says, the Pshat is, because over here is where we see that they are leaders. This is the first time where they are actually going on their shlichus to be leaders of Klal Yisrael. And since they are leaders, therefore we have to say exactly what their yichus is.